From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good morning. We're turning today to the book of Romans chapter 5. We'll be thinking about serenity in adversity. First, please listen to Mildred Rainey singing When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. This afternoon we're going to read from Romans chapter 5. We'll read the verses 1 through to 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. We know that God will bless the reading of His word to our hearts. In the opening verses of Romans chapter 5, Paul is dealing with the results of justification. A Christian is a justified person. That means he has been rendered innocent by the law of God. He has been clothed with the righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of Christ has been imputed to him, or has been placed to his account. This is what man needs. He is guilty before God. He has broken the law of the Lord. And there is nothing that he can do that can make himself innocent. It is what Christ has done that justifies us. Therefore, when we are justified, we literally have peace with God. And this is the first great result or effect of justification. The justified person has peace with God. And the question that you should face today is this. Do you have peace with God? Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ's righteousness given to you? Can you stand before God and say, yes, I am innocent because my sins have been cleansed and covered with the blood of the Lamb. I am guilty. I am wretched. I am vile. I am unclean. I am a lost, poor, miserable sinner. But Christ has done everything for me to give me eternal life, and I am staking my all upon him. I am resting my whole eternity on him. I am hanging my helpless soul upon him. To have peace with God, you must be justified. You must be made righteous. The Apostle Paul goes on after talking about the peace the Christian has in Romans chapter 5. He goes on to talk about how the Christian can have tranquility in the midst of adversity. Tranquility in adversity. Firstly, we'll consider the encounter with adversity. Paul was a realist. He conducted his ministry and he lived his life fully aware that sorrow and pain are felt by all people. If I were to say to you this afternoon, if you come and seek the Lord and call upon the Lord for mercy, and if you become a Christian, you will have no troubles, I would be a liar. It would be wrong of me to say that. We live in the real world. And in the real world, the dark clouds are more often overhead than the sunshine. In the real world, the difficult things in life overshadow the more happy experiences. And so it is with all who are Christians. But what I submit to you today is this. When the Christian faces trouble, he has something that the ungodly person does not have in the midst of all of his or her problems. The word for trouble here is very interesting. It is the word tribulation. It is used in other places to describe the beating of the grain out of the corn or the wheat. It is also used to describe the crushing of the oil out of the olive. It means being pressed. It means to experience pressure. Are you encountering adversity today? Are you undergoing great and severe trials? Is there a pressure upon you, whether at home, whether at work, maybe a health pressure, maybe a pressure arising from some sorrow, some bereavement that you have felt, and you do not know where to turn? Well, today I want to tell you about the man, Christ Jesus. Yes, there are troubles, but there is help through Jesus Christ in encountering your adversity. Would you not like to put forth your hand and feel the nail-printed hand of the man of Calvary? And then, in the second place, let's think about the function of adversity. It has been a question often asked. Why do bad things happen to good people? What is the purpose? Why is it that wicked people seem to prosper and get away with so much? And why is it that there are some good people who undergo severe trials? What is the function of adversity? Well, Paul talks about the function of adversity here. He says that tribulation worketh patience. This word patience, it means to persevere. When a Christian suffers, when a person who knows the Lord Jesus suffers, that suffering only serves to help him persevere, give him strength to go on. And is it not true that if we go on with God in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our difficulties, then when good times come, we'll go on with God there as well. God wants us to persevere. He wants us to continue. He doesn't want us to quit under fire. He doesn't want us to run away when we face extremity. He wants us to carry on and fight the battle. Therefore, suffering serves to strengthen us so that we will persevere. One of the most striking examples of this is the persecuted church in China. The Chinese church has grown at a phenomenal rate despite persecution, despite the fact that the Bible has been outlawed, despite the fact that Christians even today do not have the freedom to worship publicly. They would rather worship in house groups than make a public statement because they are always under threat. A young student on one occasion went to Hong Kong to study the Christian church. He went with a question ringing in his ears. If God loves Chinese Christians so much, why would he not give them freedom? And so he left America to go to Hong Kong with this question. He looked at the faith of the Chinese Christians. He looked at the joy that they had. He thought about their desire to evangelize, to win other souls, even if it meant personal loss. He knew there were some who would rather go to prison than give up their faith in Christ. He thought about all that. He thought about how God was really blessing the Chinese church and how so many were being added to the faith. And when he came home to America, he came with another question. If God loves the American Christians so much, why does he not send persecution? It's a very pertinent question. God wants his people to be wealthy, and to be wealthy means to have a spiritual wealth, and God does give us a spiritual wealth and a spiritual enrichment through pain and through suffering. He gives us perseverance. And then Paul also says that perseverance gives us experience. This word experience, it means to be approved. Perseverance in adversity proves the value of our faith. This is consistent with our Lord's teaching through the parable of the sower. And the sower went out to sow his seed. And there were some seed that seem to show signs of progress, but because of shallow soil, because of a hot sun, because of thorns growing up the seed, it did not bear fruit. It died away. And there are some people who make professions of faith. They seem to be Christians, but when trouble comes, they give up all profession of faith. They prove that they were never born again to begin with. God uses suffering to test us, to strengthen us, so that we will be approved. And there are some, sadly, who are disapproved because of their suffering. And then there is hope as well. When we suffer as Christians, we are taught to persevere. Our faith becomes approved. It shines more brightly. And as a consequence of all that, our hope grows. When we face our problems with steadfastness, we think more of heaven. We consider the resurrection. We look ahead to eternity. We realize there's something better beyond that. Our hope is intensified. And as a result of that, our joy becomes more complete. How wonderful is this? Paul said that he gloried in tribulations. He did not glory in tribulation for tribulation's sake. A Christian does not want to suffer, but yet we know that in the midst of our suffering, God can give us more joy because it gives us a greater vision of eternity, of that place where there'll be no pain and no suffering. Are you going there? Can you look at the sufferings of this life with the great hope that in the future there'll be no suffering, that you'll see Christ face to face? Is that the kind of a life you're living? And then thirdly and finally, let's think of the anchor through adversity. The greater hope gained through adversity becomes in turn a help and a comfort, an anchor of the soul. Paul said that this hope maketh not ashamed. These words, maketh not ashamed, they literally mean this hope will not disappoint us. The Christian will never be disappointed. He doesn't entertain a false hope. It is a sure and a steadfast hope. Christ in me, the hope of glory, as Paul wrote to the Colossians. This hope that the Christian enjoys, it is in his heart through all of his problems, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. This is remarkable. A Christian has the Holy Spirit. A Christian is a different person because he possesses the third person of the Trinity. And the Holy Spirit comes and he causes the love of God to be shed forth, or to be gushed forth liberally, freely, as a great waterfall, showering our hearts. Christian is someone who is anchored and rooted in the love of God, the love that God has for him. This is not our love for God, it is his love for us that fills and overwhelms our being. Therefore we can face life with all that it throws at us, with the blessed assurance, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Have you embraced this love? Have you embraced this peace? Are you a justified person? Have you problems? Have you difficulties? Have you trials? Have you adversities? The Word of God is offering you today tranquility in adversity through Christ. Oh, embrace him and find the joy of the crucified one. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.